festival's off to a good start with blissful kirtan. Kirtan means blissful. Anandam buddhi vardhanam, ever more blissful. Should be more and more blissful. That is kirtan. Now, Vaishnava festival means there must be kirtan. Otherwise, it's not a festival. Especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. In Sri Rangam, the main center of the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, there are over 200 festivals scheduled in every year. So it's, there are more festival days than non-festival days. So the festivals there are very much centered on the deities. Deities will be, there are different festivals. Generally they'll be brought out and different devotees will chant hymns in praise, especially Divya Prabandha. He's not one of the priests, that's what they chant. You don't, Divya Prabandha means the prayers that are chanted, especially in the, well, by both, but especially one branch of the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. So that's one kind of kirtan, but generally the one or a few priests will chant, and the others, they will listen and appreciate how beautifully the chanting is going on, how beautiful the prayers are, and how beautiful the Lord is who is being praised, and how aptly they describe Him. But in the kirtan we have here, we have a different kind of Divya Prabandha kirtan. It's not exactly the Divya Prabandha means divine. Prabandha means work, literary work. So we have a Divya Prabandha Prabhu leading the kirtan here. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement means everyone joins in the kirtan. Everyone becomes swept up in the ecstasy of kirtan. Kirtan melas have become popular in ISKCON recently, and Nam Yagyas and all this kind of thing. But I always like to point out that Srila Prabhupada, he had daily kirtan melas, but shravan also, hearing and chanting. Chanting should go on, the hearing should also go on. Hearing is shravana kirtan. So, festival means there's all the items are there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he recommended 5 principal activities in devotional service. The first is sadhu sangha. So that's, we can say, the main purpose of the festival, because kirtan can go on anywhere. Even one person can perform kirtan. But in association of devotees, that kirtan becomes, we get more potency. I can't exactly remember the word. Bahubhya militva yad kirtanam iti sankirtan. Sankirtan means that kirtan in which many join together. So, sadhu sangha, all activities become enhanced by performing in association with devotees. We've come to this remote spot to congregate, and there will be an atmosphere created which is just suitable for the other activities, sadhu sangha, nama kirtan, bhagavat shravan. You can all understand these terms. Mathura vas. Now, how are we going to do that one? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended that associating with devotees, chanting the holy names of the Lord, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and residing in Mathura. So, we missed out on that, did we? Well, no, because Mathura, Vrindavan, is the place where Krishna resides and his devotees reside, and they all serve him, and they're all combining together to serve him, and it's fully Krishna conscious. So Advaita Acharya Prabhu told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that wherever you are, there is Vrindavan, because maybe you know that story that Nityananda Prabhu diverted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was on the way to Vrindavan, and diverted him toward Advaita Acharya's house. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You tricked me. You told me this was Vrindavan." He said, "No, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always appear when Nityananda Prabhu was performing his kirtan. So kirtan should be performed in a manner that is pleasing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And certainly he will be present. That's very well known among the reciters of Ramalila, that they always say that Hanuman is present. Wherever there is Ramalila, right? Every Hindu in North India, at least of your generation, I don't know about now, but they grew up knowing that wherever Ramalila is recited, Hanuman comes to listen. So Krishna also, he's the most egoistic person. He's the most everything. So he's the most egoistic. The nice thing about it is that he is all loving and all beautiful. So his egoism is not obnoxious as it is in anyone else, but it's charming. So he also likes, people are chanting my name. Oh, nice. I like that. We all like, if someone chants our name, we hear someone talking, what are they saying? So Krishna likes that. So he comes always. Here comes also. Naham tishthami vaikunte yoginam hridyeshu va yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishthami narada. Where does Krishna live? What's his address?
Wherever the devotees are chanting.
Yeah. Vaikunta. You can post a letter. Send an email. Krishna@vaikunta.com. You come back. Sorry, no one known here at this address. Lakshmi will say, well, he's supposed to live here, but I think he went in the hearts of the yogis. They captured him and took him there. So you can do an investigation. Heart transplant patient. You can. Well, yogis, they don't have heart transplants. They don't get so sick. So you can see, can we send an email to the heart of the yogi? But no, he's not. So where is he gone? He's gone to the kirtan in the So we should make an atmosphere where Krishna is present. He likes to be where his devotees are present, chanting his holiness. So that is automatically that will come. Vaishnav festival, there are so many festivals. There are many horrible festivals in the world. Some of them are mostly festival. If you talk about festival, in Germany you have the beer festival, right? Not only, well, there are more than one, many beer festivals, is it? Munich Beer Festival is the most famous. But there are many beer festivals. So their idea of festival is drink beer. And then in Brazil is famous the carnival with various vulgarities and nudities. And there are many festivals. In Wales they have poetry festivals, which I guess is a bit more civilized, but it's all mundane, and they speak in Welsh, so only they can understand it, their own language, which they're proud of. But we have a festival. It's very simple. What, as Marindya Prabhu said, what are we going to be doing? What are we going to be doing this year? Well, the same as last year. And what's that? Singing, dancing, chanting, and Shraddhai Shimurtiya Sevan, worshipping the deity. So our program is very simple. And actually every day it's a festival. That's stated in Bhagavatam, that Krishna he's in an atmosphere of Nitya Mahotsav, which means every day. You ready for that, Murari Gupta? Every day festival. In Sri Rangam, they always have one after another. Nowadays, many of the festivals are very small. Just a few local people come. But previously, there would have been a gorgeous arrangement every day. And they were doing it, and they were living in the spiritual world, because all the time busy making arrangements for one festival or participating in another, and that's the spiritual world, just making arrangements for glorifying Krishna. And all devotees come together and cooperate together. So how can creations work together? Well, there's the answer, right? Just have one festival after another. And Srila Prabhupada made that. The temples of his movement, they're meant for daily festivals. I know myself, when I first came to a temple, circumstantially I had to stay overnight. I wasn't planning to do so. Seems that Krishna had his plan. So I was just amazed that all these people get up in the, it's snowing outside, there's no heating inside because there's no money for heating. And they take this, I never heard of a cold shower till I had one. They didn't tell me. They said, yeah, stay overnight. It's just, you know, just like, yeah, you stay someone's house overnight. Okay. But I didn't know they had to get me up at 4 o'clock in the morning and cold shower and then. But then they're 4:30 in the morning in the cold, and they're dancing and singing and making music. And they do this every day. Then I understood. This is real. This is real religion. This is real life. Every day. Dancing you can do sometimes. But every day. Every day, that means, who does dancing every day? I mean, they're professional dancers. But who does every day at 4:30 in the morning? Here it's going to be 5 o'clock. 4:35, it's all right. So this is real life. Everyone else is just a zombie. All these, you'll find so many cars going up and down their whole life. Unhappy life. Poor people. They have 2 or 3 weeks a year to get out and drive from Netherlands to Croatia and go around, and then they go back to the Netherlands. Poor people are spending their whole life without any ecstasy. No happiness. What they think is happiness is very poor, very, very, nothing there actually. And their whole life is like that. But they're so afraid of anything else. You can't, it's very difficult to prick the armor of ego they make around themselves. Because they're so afraid of anything else. They think, okay, I got at least this much. At least I can exist in this shell of egoism in which I don't have to think too much. Just let me go on with it. And thinking is too painful. But devotees, they think, they see, they know, they understand, and they dance, and they experience bliss. The devotees are in so much fortunate position. So this festival, coming together, chanting, dancing, hearing, worshipping the deity, taking prasad is very important part of our movement and central to this festival also. So that should translate into going out from this festival and doing whatever we can to bring others to Krishna consciousness also. Why only us? We see the same faces every year. But there should be more faces every year. Yeah. You've made more facilities, but we should have stadiums. Srila Prabhupada said that in Mayapur, they should have Kirtan Stadium. They build big stadiums for Olympic Games, World Cup soccer. Huge stadiums. So we can take over the stadiums and have kirtan. We should think like that. Why not? Why are all these people wasting their life? Anyway, we should speak briefly now because why? Because you've all arrived and you'll have to take rest, but it should be more speaking at length. Discussion of topics of Krishna. Hare Krishna. So we should thank Murari Gupta again. This is his devotional service. You all come to the house of Murari Gupta. Have any of you been to the house of Murari Gupta? Do you know where that is? In Mayapur?
Yes.
You know that? Just inside, behind Sri Chaitanya Mat. And there are the deities of Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman. Unusual in Mayapur. So Hare Krishna. We'll all finish there.